4CBA Mobile.
Hi, Dad. How's the family doing in their OTR?
My wife's just stiff, and she has some whiplash, and but no, nothing got broken. They x-rayed her back and her whole left side, her leg, her knee, her hip, her back, neck, shoulder. Then they did a CT scan, and everything came back good. So she's just going to be sore for a few days, and they called the person that hit her, and the name is Pedro. And, of course, he doesn't have any insurance, so guess who gets to pay for that?
Let me turn this radio down, Dave. You know, last year I noticed I was asking the insurance man down here at Allstate. I said, what happens if we get hit? I said, the wife got bumped up in Kansas by an uninsured person. And I said, he said, well, you need uninsured automobile insurance as well as your regular. So I got it. It didn't cost hardly anything, as I remember, Dave. And you're just going to have to quit beating up on the wife and slapping her around once a week, and you wouldn't have to pay for those CT scans.
We'll just keep that between you and me, and, you know, since nobody else is listening on this frequency, talk to you today.
Not much. We went to Lidl's and then Aldi's. And I think I'm going to sneak over here and grab a donut, if I can switch lanes here in just a minute. Well, I'm sure thankful that they're not hurt badly. Pedro, huh? Wow. That doesn't sound encouraging at all. And I think Bernice turned me into the wrong parking lot, but we'll see. And now it's going to be very difficult to get out of this one.
You can do it. Just drive. Just do like everybody else does and drive over the curb. Yeah, this person, I don't know how they hit the guy. I never talked to the guy, the first guy they hit. See, they hit two people. And they hit this guy in a pickup truck, and his truck was all tore up and airbag deployed. And then they came down the road sideways at about 50 miles an hour and hit my wife, hit her in the back, and then the car, that energy made it kick around, and then it hit the front of the car, not the front, but the... You know, that same side at the front of the car. So it was, and there were pieces, parts everywhere. It was unbelievable. And and then they, she took pictures of the car. That's how they found them, because they used the tag. And he's been arrested. So, anyway, it was an interesting night, and then, of course, we spent the night in the ER and got home about, I don't know, a little after 1, and I didn't go to sleep till about 4:30, so, and now I'm going to play tennis.
That's where I thought you was going last night, Dave. Oh, thank the good Lord they didn't get hurt. I started to text you this morning, and I know you're going to be up to your waist in problems anyway, so I didn't, but I'll tell you for sure, that's fortunate. Out there on that highway, it really, really is a bad place to get in an accident, I'm sure. I hate to even go near that I-85 at times. Well, I'm going to try to get into the... I'm going to go to that Big Apple Donut and Cafe on my dad and try to get me a close parking place And the kids are going to bring us donuts up here for my birthday this weekend. And so I'm not going to tell them we sneaked by there on the way home just now. But we're pulling in. Dave, that front just come through, and the wind has picked up exponentially. So be careful out there. Gosh, Bernice, this is too close with that stupid car there. And you know what? I guess I'm going to give this spot up and go to another one, Dave. I just don't like being cramped in that much. Well, take care, my friend. And like I said, anything we can do to help, well, let me know. And 73's day. KB4CBA and 0TR. See you later.
Hey, Tom, well, enjoy those donuts, and when you take a bite, say that was for David, and, you know, enjoy it. Happy early birthday, and I hope it's a good one. Good to talk to you this morning, and 0TR, KB4CBA Mobile.
Okay, Dave, 73, 0TR, clear.